just in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597. Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
In the Bible, we think Jesus walked around sometimes like Benny Hinn on the Sermon on the Mount. He gets up there on the Sermon on the Mount, and everybody starts going, "Hallelujah." How many of that wasn't how Jesus walked around? Jesus walked around with crowds pushing on him and grabbing at him, and he sat on rocks, and he began to teach people, and they sat at his feet. He didn't walk around with an anointing. People at the Sermon on the Mount wasn't getting slain in the Spirit. They were feeding on the Word, but we get this picture sometimes in our mind that Jesus was so unapproachable and untouchable and so anointed. Listen, that ain't how Jesus taught. Get this in your spirit this morning. Jesus said simple things to people that really didn't make a lot of sense. They were just simple. People look at him and go, "Huh? What? What do you mean? Simple. Come on, amen." He just went to a wedding one day, and his mama come to him. She said, "Jesus, they run out of wine." He said, "Woman, go get them water jars and have the servants fill them up with water and go serve it." Simple. And everybody's going, "Huh? We're going to put water in the water jar, and then we're going to give them water? They ain't that drunk. They're going to know that's water." Simple instructions, amen? Come on, amen. How many know most of us in 2012, if Jesus told us to go take a water pot and put water in it when we run out of wine, how many of you know we'd be going to Jesus and go, well, Jesus, could you just explain to me the molecular structure of the wine and the fermentation of how the water is actually going to change supernaturally into the wine? And then when we serve it, people are actually going to believe that this wine is better than the other wine and that the person throwing the party is not going to be embarrassed by this miracle. Could you just tell us how that works before we actually put water in the jar? That's what we do. Tell me first. We got tell me first syndrome. And Jesus said, no, no, no. Just obey. Come on, amen. Sometimes we just complicate stuff too much. Remember Jesus, he preached past noon one time. And the disciples said, we got to let these people go. They got to get something to eat down here in the middle of the heat all day. They're hungry. Some kids are starting to pass out. We got to go. And Jesus said, look, isn't there, look, there's a little boy right there. He's got a few fish and crackers. Bring him to me. Bring him to me. He said, here, I'm just going to break it. And I want you to pass out some for everybody to eat. Simple. Makes no sense. But simple, amen? Come on, somebody. The blind man. Making some mud. Smears the mud in his eyes. And here's some really deep theology for you. Go wash. Oh, we want to know the five dispensations of grace before we even go wash. Come on, somebody, amen?
Amen.
Can I just tell you what? God is going to do some things in your life this year that you never imagined that he's going to do. But don't listen for some complicated, deep instruction with piano and violins playing in the background while you float around in your living room going, oh, speak to me, Holy Spirit. Just obey. Simple instructions. Just listen for the simple instructions in life, and they're going to release supernatural intervention in your life every day. Here's a simple instruction. Why don't you turn the TV off just for 1 hour and pray for an hour?
Amen.
We sit here like this with our thumb on autopilot. I don't know what God ain't blessing me. We're so good now we can watch 20 shows at one time. We know when the commercial breaks are so we can flip to the other one. God said, turn off, just pray for an hour. Come on, somebody. Ooh. I mean, when you get up out of the bed every day, God's giving simple instructions to your life. Go here, do this, turn right, turn left. All you got to do is tune in and listen, amen? But you know, the problem is that some people are so systematic. Some of y'all in this room, you've been going to work the same way every day, down the same road, every time, at the same time, every day. If somebody wanted to kill you, it'd be easy. You're so systematic, they know right where you are all every day, every minute of your life. They'd be waiting in the bushes for you to go by and go, bam! Come on, somebody. Woo! Why don't you try driving down a different road once in a while? There might be something new in the neighborhood you haven't seen. Sometimes we just got to listen. He says, go into Home Depot. You say, well, Lord, I don't need from anything from Home Depot. Go in there anyway. I cannot tell you how many times God has told me to stop and go into a place, a gas station or Home Depot or a McDonald's, and just go in there. I ain't even buying nothing. I go in there and bump into somebody that I ain't seen in a long time or somebody that I've never met, and they look at me and they need prayer. They got cancer or somebody's dying or their kid's in jail. And I'm right there, right at the moment for a divine appointment because of simple instructions. Day in, day out. Amen. Simple instruction, simple obedience brings supernatural intervention.
Amen.
I mean, God wants to birth big dreams in your life.
Yep.
Come on, somebody. Touch somebody and say, you're sitting next to a dreamer this morning.
You know it.
Romans 3, verse 1. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What advantage then has the Jew? What is the profit of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. What's he saying there? He's saying the Jews were trusted with the word of God. It was the Jews that were entrusted with the law of God, the word of God. Verse 3, for what if some did not believe? Will their unbelief make the faithfulness of God without effect? Certainly not. I like the way Paul says that. Certainly not. Indeed, let God be true and every man a liar. Now listen, this scripture right here is the core scripture for the teaching of universalism. This scripture right here is where people get off track sometimes and they believe that there ain't no hell and everybody's saved. But that's not what Paul's talking about here, amen? Here's what Paul's saying. He's saying, you got a word from God, you've been entrusted with an oracle from God, and somebody doesn't believe your dream, somebody doesn't value your dream, somebody doesn't believe the promise over your life, or somebody doesn't believe the word of your life. Does that make that word of no effect? Certainly not. Just because they don't believe it doesn't mean that it ain't true. Just because your family and your friends say you'll never do it and it can't be done doesn't make your dream a fake dream. Amen. Certainly not. Paul says, certainly not. That has nothing to do with it. Why? Because the kingdom is not a democracy. Amen. Your dream is not based on what everybody else votes on or what everybody else thinks. Come on, somebody. We're not voting to see how many people believe in your dream this morning. Let's raise our hands and see. Y'all believe in the dream or not? It don't really matter what you believe. It's a word from the Lord, amen? The kingdom of God is a theocracy. Come on, somebody say theocracy this morning. The kingdom of God is a theocracy. And if God said it, you better know He's going to do it. If He spoke it, He's going to bring it to pass. If He put it in you, it will come to be. If He's going to do it, it's going to be done, amen? God is not a man, nor the son of a man, that He should lie. Oh, Jesus, help us.
Amen.
Listen, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter if nobody on the Treasure Coast believes in your dream or believes in the word of God that's over your life. It doesn't matter what they say.
That's right. Come on.
God said, the word says, let God be true and every man a lie.
That's right. Amen.
It's His word. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. His word is, to you, is more powerful. It's more powerful than anything around you. It's the thing that's the essence of life that causes us and propels us into our destiny. When what God comes with His word to do is to break the bounds and the limitations and the environment that you've lived in to bring you into a bigger world so that you can have bigger dreams and you begin to grow your dream and you begin to let it well up on the inside of you until it becomes so big in you that you can't help but give birth to it, that you can't help but go into labor with it. It burst outside of you.
Amen.
Hmm? Listen, there comes a time when people can say whatever they want to say, but you're going to show up and everybody's going to know that you've been pregnant.
Right. Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount. Or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner.
I mean, pregnant people don't look like everybody else. Isn't that right, sissy?
Amen.
Woo! And people going to say, well, I don't know how he's going to do that. I don't know where he's getting the money for that. Ain't nobody going to help him with that. His dream, what's he talking about? He's pie in the sky. He's just talking smack all the time. He's just trying to look like a big shot. He got a big head. Come on, somebody. I know what I'm talking about. But the dream is on the inside of you changing you. It's on the inside of you growing. Jesus, help us. It's making you something that you've never been before. Somebody say, I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
With a dream. Listen, I've come to tell somebody today, it's time for you to get out of your depression cycles and your frustration cycles and realize that your life is bigger than you ever thought it was going to be, and that there's a dream on the inside of you that God wants to manifest in you and birth on the outside so that you can live what you were destined to live. That's a word. Stop walking around in cycles of dysfunction. You've been anointed by God to be a carrier of the dream. Now watch this. Big dreams cannot be birthed without pain. Big dreams can't be birthed without pain. The bigger the baby, the more difficult to deliver. Come on. Isn't that right, ladies?
Yes, sir.
There's a big difference between a 5-pound baby and a 13-pound baby. Every woman in here just winced. Watch this. There are some Christians who think they have an adversity exclusion clause in their covenant with God. They just think that they're so anointed they're never going to discover anything difficult or never have any pain, and their Christian walk is just the favor of the Lord, and they're just going to go from glory cloud to glory cloud, and no evil's going to befall them ever. That is not true. Come on, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, in this life you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
Amen.
Come on now. If having adversity and birthing promises means that a man is unanointed and has no faith, then Paul was the most unfaith, most unanointed person in the Bible. Think about that. That dude suffered. Suffered. Listen, can I just tell you, you know, we talk about word of faith and the faith message and faith churches, and we got to have faith, and we got to confess faith, and we got to be in faith. We got to thank the Lord all the time. It's faith, 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 faith. How many know that the faith message was not given to people that had it all figured out? It wasn't given to people that had it all together, and it wasn't given to people that were perfect and had all their I's dotted and all their T's crossed. It wasn't for people that never encountered any problems. The faith message was for people like you and me that had issues. That have problems, amen?
Amen?
Listen, if your faith was sitting on a shelf somewhere and it was never getting shook up, never getting tested, never getting poured out, never getting challenged, then we really don't know if you got any faith or not.
Right.
I got faith. Here it is right here on the shelf. Look at it, ain't pretty? My faith. Well, how do we know if it's worth anything? You ain't ever had to use it. Come on, somebody. But I tell you, you know how we find out when you got faith? That's how we find out if you got faith. It's when the winds of opposition and the storms of life begin to blow in and you're still standing in the middle of all that storm and all that wind and all that rain and all that oppression and all that stress, and you're standing there with your hands up and you're saying, if my God be for me, then who can be against me? My God is greater in me, and in me I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That's how you know when you got some faith. Come on, somebody. It's when you wept all night and you buried tears into your pillow so wet that you've had to flip the pillow over on the other side because it's soaking wet, and you weep and you cry because of the torment and the pain. But when you get up in the morning, your spirit gets flooded with joy because weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's how we know you got faith. Faith is for tested people. Oh, Jesus. I told you this before. See, we all want the testimony, but none of us want the test. Greater is he that has stood up on the inside of me. I mean, because it ain't me, it's him. Living on the inside of me. Oh, Jesus. See, that... this is when we understand that faith begins to come alive in us, because we become dependent on God for what he says is true rather than the circumstances of our life that we see. Amen? It's when I know that I've been pressed beyond measure and I'm about to pop. Paul said, I was pressed beyond measure. That's some very strong language. It's a picture of being quartered and drawn. Having a rope tied around this arm and this arm and this leg and this leg, and have four horses going in four different directions while someone's hitting them with a whip. That's where pressed beyond measure comes from. Paul said, I was pressed beyond measure. I don't know about you, but that's some pressure. Come on, amen. But I learned a few things. I learned what comforted me has now become an anointing in my life to where I can stand and believe God for things that I never could believe Him before. Because my faith has been tested in crucial times of ministry and crucial times of my life where I didn't have nowhere to go except God. And let me just declare to you this morning, He's faithful. Amen. He's faithful. Amen. See, this is really about learning the secrets to your pain. Understanding the value of what the suffering is. We talked a little bit about this in our Bible study in Romans in chapter 5 a few weeks ago. How suffering moves us into the blessing of God. And how we can rejoice in suffering. Can I just say this to you? Your ability to fulfill your destiny will always be in accordance to your threshold of pain. Let me try that again. Your ability to fulfill your destiny will always be in accordance to your threshold of pain. See, that's where most people quit. It gets too painful. They want to live the dream, but the road to get to the dream is too painful. Pastor, what are you talking about? What are you trying to say to me? Listen, the value of a dream can only be determined by the price that you're willing to pay for it. The value of a dream can only be determined by the price that you're willing to pay for it. Listen, back in the old days, the old Pentecostals used to teach you, you got to pay the price. We don't have that teaching no more in the church. Now we come in with a bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. And if you ain't going to bless me, I'm going to go to a place where they do bless me. And if you're going to preach about hell, see you later. But the old Pentecostals back in the day, they used to teach, you got to pay a price. There's a cost involved. I mean, listen to me. There is a price to anything that you've ever received. If you didn't pay it, somebody else did. But somebody had to pay the price. Amen? If you want to own a home, there's a price to be paid. Come on, somebody. Somebody help me this morning. If you want to own a car, there's a price to be paid. If you wanna have kids, there's a price to be paid. There's a sacrifice to be made. Amen? There's something that we've got to pay. There's a price for everything. So the issue today that we need to understand that this is not really about cost. It's not about what it cost. Listen, if I had to go to Tampa tonight because there was something in my destiny that God told me to get to Tampa and that I better be there at 6 o'clock, how many of you know I would call the airlines, I'd call the train station, I'd call the bus depot, I'd call a rental car, and I would pay whatever I had to pay to get to Tampa to get to my destiny. Amen. And the price would not be important to me.
That's right.
We understand that, don't we? See, listen to me very carefully. Some of us have been judging our promise and our dream by what we think it might cost us. And if it costs too much, then we don't want it. Well, I got to give up some of my time? Yeah. You mean I got to give up some of my resources? Yeah. You mean I have to go down there and serve? I really don't want to see Truth Church grow because they might want me to be an usher. I really don't want to get there 15 minutes early. I love dragging in 10 after. There's a cost to live the dream. There's a price to be paid to live the dream. You know why that's like that? And listen, this is something that's really neat because this is an individual thing. Amen? Value is something that nobody else can determine for you.
That's right.
Only you can determine what's valuable for you. It's what value you put on it. Amen? How many know only you can personally assign value? That's why one man's junk is another man's treasure. Listen, when mom and dad moved down here from Lakeland, and we were trying to build a drug rehab, me and dad went out with a car and a trailer. We found out what some of the garbage routes were, and we were driving around going to the trash, looking for used furniture for the drug rehab, what people were throwing out. Because we needed furniture. We put value on what somebody else was calling junk. Only you can determine what value is for you. Amen? Oh, somebody help me. Amen? Jesus. If you don't value Bible study, then you ain't going to get up early to study your Bible. You're not going to pay the cost. Amen? And you might say, well, it's good to read the Bible. It's good to study the Bible. I actually get a lot out of it when I do study it. Well, sure you do. Everybody knows if you read the Bible, you're going to learn something, dummy.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Hi, this is Al Richards, Uncle Al, your radio pal. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit community calendar events should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990. Or email your events to WCNO at WCNO.com.